This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abon, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Meseches Ksubais, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. We begin the bottom line on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Boi, Minei, Rav Huna, Meirav. Rav Huna asked of Rav, Kli Shares, the vessels used to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. These are, Rashi says, are the kelim that are used for the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, which is made out of stone. Mahu sheyasu mikotche bedekabayis. Can you make them with the money that was donated for bedekabayis, is a Kraken house. What that refers to is money that's used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So people donated money to keep it running for operating expenses. Are you allowed to use that money to make the vessels of the Mizbeach? Do we say Tzarech Mizbeach? Ninhu, they are in need of the Mizbeach. Umikache bedekabayis asu. And therefore, you could make them from what is donated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, because they're in need of the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach was something which is a need of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore the Kalim likewise could be made out of the Kodshei Bedek Haba, of something donated for the Bedek Habayis. Or do we say Oitzarech Karbaninu, or these Kalim are needed for the Karbanos, and since it's a need of the Karbanos, then it can't be made out of what is donated for the Mizbeach, it has to be made out of what is donated for the Karbanos from the Chumas Halishka. Itzarech Karbaninu. Or are they a need of the Karban? Umi Chumas Halishka Hayu Aysan Aysan. And they were made from the Chumas Halishka. Maybe these Kalim are made from the Chumas Halishka, from the, basically, the Machzis HaShekel, from what was donated in Chodesh Nisan for the Karbanos of the year. In other words, the Kalim used for the Mizbeach, is it a need of the Mizbeach? And if it's a need of the Mizbeach, you could use Bedek Habayis funds? Or is it the need of the Karbanos, and then you can't use Bedek Habayis funds, you gotta use Karbanos funds? So this was the Shaila Rav Huna asked Rav. Amar Lei, Rav said, Einasin Elam Chumas Halishka. They are a need of the Karbanos, and therefore they're made out of the Chumas Halishka. Says the Gemara, Eisvei. Rav Huna asked back, what do you mean? But the pasuk says, in Devarei HaYomim, uchechaloisam, when they completed it, when they finished fixing the Beis HaMikdash, heviu lifnei hamelech, they brought before the king, v'yahayada, and they brought before Yahayada. What did they bring before Yahayada? They brought before Yahayada Eshaar HaKesef. Whatever money was left, they brought the rest of the money. Vayaasehu Kalim the Beis Hashem, Klei Sharis, and they made Kalim for the house of Hashem, the Klei Sharis. Here it is. This is funds of Bedek Habayis, and they used it for Klei Shares. So we see, says Rav Huna, we see that you are allowed to use Bedek Habayis for the Kalim. The Shaila is, so why did Rav Huna ask a question to begin with if he knew the answer? He's quoting a pasuk that they may use the funds of the Bedek Habayis for Kalim. So what was the Shaila? Anyway, Rav, who said no, it has to be made out of Chumas Halishka, said, Amalei, no. The Akruyach Ksuve, the one who read to you, Psukim of Ksuvim, the one who taught you Ksuvim, Lo Akruyach Navi, didn't teach you Psukim of Navi, because there's a pasuk in the Navi in Malachim, Ach Lo Ye'asa Beis Hashem Sipais, don't make. They wouldn't make for Hashem sipais, vessels, kila oisei hamlacha yitnuhu. They would not make vessels, basically, from the Bedek Habayis funds,
because what did they do with the Bedek HaBayis funds? They gave the Bedek HaBayis funds to those who fixed the bayis. So here we have an explicit pasuk. They did not use Bedek HaBayis funds to make kelim. So the Gemara says, well, then yihachi kashi kara adadi. Then we have a stira im sukim, because the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim implies that they used Bedek HaBayis funds for kelim. And the pasuk in Malachim says they did not use the Bedek HaBayis funds for kelim. Says the Gemara loy kasha. There's no contradiction. Kan shagavu v'haysiru. The pasuk that says they used Bedek HaBayis funds for kelim is where they collected money for Bedek HaBayis and they fixed up the bayis v'haysiru and they had leftover. Kan shagavu v'loyoysiru. But in the pasuk in Malachim, where they did not use Bedek HaBayis funds for kelim, is where they collected and they didn't have extra. So Gemara asks, well, wait a second. If Bedek HaBayis funds were given for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, then even if you had left over, how were you allowed to use it for kelim? Says Gemara, v'chi gavu v'hoisiru mayhavi. And if they, let's say they collected and they had extra, who cares? Amar Rabbi Avohu said, leiv bezdin masna aleihem. The heart of the court stipulates on them basically that what? Im hutzruchu. That the tenai of bezdin is that when people give to the Bedek HaBayis, the bezdin makes a tenai that if it's needed, it's needed. V'im lav, meaning if it's needed for the Bedek HaBayis, good. V'im lav, if it's not needed, you look clay shares, then it can be used for the kalim. So Rav is saying that. Why didn't the Gemara ask before?
There's a same end. But I'm saying, you see before also that of the excess of the Trumas HaLishka,
Tosfos says that, I mean, we could have asked also on, let's say, Beis Aftinas and the Ketores. Tosfos says that all of those things, Klal Yisrael were makdashit for that. Just like Utsarach Karbanos. Because all of those were regular functions in the Beis HaMikdash. You could say the same thing for Din. The Lishkas HaGazis was housed in the Mikdash. So Dinim was one of the main functions of the Mikdash. But here, it seems like only the extra, meaning it has to be from what was left over. So from something that's left over, then it sounds like it's only if leiv bezdin masna aleihem. For something that you could do l'charchila, you don't need leiv bezdin masna aleihem, because Klal Yisrael gave it for that. But here, we don't say Klal Yisrael gave it for the kelim, because it was given. Again, here we're not talking about the Trumas HaLishka, right? Here we're talking about the Bedek HaBayis. So Bedek HaBayis is given for Bedek HaBayis. So how are you allowed to use the remnant for... How are you allowed to use the remnant for Kelim of the Mizbeach? The answer is Leiv Bezin Masnaliam. But other things that were taken directly from the Trumas HaLishka, it sounds like the people gave it for that. Okay. Tanid by Rabbi Shmuel. It was taught in the house of Rabbi Shmuel. Klei shares ba'in mitchumas halishka. Vessels came from the chumas halishka. So basically, that's not really what Rav said. Rav said it comes from the chumas halishka, and if there's extra, it could come from the Bedek HaBayis. Shenemar es sha'ar ha-kesef, the leftover money, meaning whatever is left of the Trumas HaLishka. Ezo kesef sheyesh l'shirayim, which money has leftovers? Have you ever said Shuma Salishka? So this is the, according to Rav, the Chumas Halishka was used for Kalem. So this Brisa says, Tan Rav Shoma, Klei Shoz Bom Chumas Halishka, Shinam Rav Shara Kesef. What Kesef has Shirayim? That's the Chumas Halishka. Says Gemara, Ve'ema Shirayim Gufayu. Why don't you say it's the Shirayim itself? What does that mean, the Shirayim itself? The Shiare Halishka. Why are we using the leftover of the Chumas Halishka? We should use the Shiare Halishka. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Ve'ema Shirayim Gufayim Mishiarim Hanoisarim Belishka Klesharis Ba'in. Maybe from the leftover that's left in the chamber, you make the klishares, but not from the truma itself. Why do we say that the kelim come from the trumas halishka? Why do we say it comes from the leftover? So the Gemara says, "Kada Amar Rav." The answer is like Rava said, when it says ha'oila, when it says the word the oila, oila rishayna, that is mashma the first oila. What is that talking about? How do we know nothing comes before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Therefore, it says Va'arach Ala Ha'Oila. What does it mean? Rava said Ha'Oila is Mashma, the Oila that said first in the order of the Karbanos, which is Oila Savoiker. The extra Hey we darshan. So too, Sha'ar HaKesef, not the leftovers, but money that has leftovers, which is the Chumas Halishka. Hachanami HaKesef Kesef Rishon, the original money. Now what's taken out of the Lishka? I'm sorry, the money itself that's taken out of the Lishka, but not what remains after you took it out. Okay, so basically, what do you make Kalim with? The Chumas HaLishka, the Machzas HaShekel from the Chumas HaLishka. And if you have left over from the Bed HaKabayis, Leiv Bezdin Masnalim. Meisve, we're going to ask a question. HaKetoires V'chol Karbanois Tzibur, the Ketoires and all the Karbanois of the Tzibur Ba'an Mitzumas HaLishka. Mizbeach HaZahav, the Golden Mizbeach Ulevayna, and the frankincense Uchle Shareis and Kashas Ba'an Mimaisar Nesachim. They come from the leftover Nesachim, meaning they don't come from the Tzumas HaLishka. What does it mean, the leftover Nesachim? So we have Machloikis and Menachis. One opinion is that basically the soiles in the Beis HaMikdash had to be given very generously. It had to be sort of a mound over its kli, and then it's topped off, and then you sell it, and whatever profit you make is called Moisar Nesachim. And another pshat is they buy a year's worth of soiles at one time. If the price goes up, the Beis HaMikdash profits. If the price goes down, then they still get to pay the lower price. So if basically, if the price goes up, they get a cheaper price. If the price goes down, if the price goes up, they get the original price. If the price goes down, they pay what it's gone down to. So let's say they're supposed to get X amount, and let's say they're supposed to get 50 pounds for $100. And then the price went down to 60 pounds, so they have to get another 10 pounds. That additional 10 pounds is what is called the Moisar Nesachim. That's what Rashi says. So, here we see that the kelim come from the Moisar Nesachim. Mizbach Ha'Oila, the Mizbeach of the Oila, Halashachais, the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash, Va'azarais, and the antechambers, or the large areas, Ba'an Mikachei Bedek HaBayis. they come from the funds of the Beit HaKabayis. Chutz l'chaymetz ha'azara, whatever is outside the wall of Azara, ban mishiyare halashachais, they come from what's left in the chamber. Remember when the Gemara asks, ve'ema shirayim gufayu? They come from that. So the Gemara says, Zuhi Shashaninu, this that we learned, that whatever is chaymas, outside of Chaymas HaZara comes from Shiari HaLashachais, Chaymas HaIr, the wall of the city, Umigdalai Sen, its towers, V'chol Tzarchei HaIr, and all the needs of the city, Ba'in Mishiari HaLashka, come from the remnant of the chamber. Meaning, it sounds like the explanation is, whatever is for inside, whatever is used for inside the Mikdash comes from the Chumas HaLashka. Whatever is for outside comes from the leftovers. But basically we see that the clay shares come with mice, come from Meisar Nesachim. Rav says they come from the Chumas HaLishka. Says Gemara Tanoi, it's Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, Meisar Chuma, the leftover Chuma. What do you do with it? Mahay Oisim, but Rikue Zav Tzipoi Labeis Kachi HaKadoshim. Rikue Zav, sheets of gold, Tzipoi, to cover the base Kachek Dash in the Holy of Holies. What does that mean? So this opinion holds the Moisar of the Truma, they used it to cover the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Shmuel says, Moisar Peirais, the leftover fruits. What does that mean, Moisar Peirais? That means, what fruits, meaning yayin, soiles, shemen, the Beis Hamikdash would sell, leketz ha-mizbeach. It was used for karbanos on the mizbeach when nothing was happening on the mizbeach, they would bring karbanos oila to keep the mizbeach going. Ketz ha-mizbeach it's called, basically the final meal of the mizbeach. When all the karbanos chayva have been brought, you bring karbanos ketz ha-mizbeach. Moisar truma, the leftover truma, leklei shares. That supports Rav's view that the leftover truma is used for klei shares. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Moisar truma, leketz ha-mizbeach. The leftover truma is for the extra karbanos. Moisar nesachim, and the leftover of the flour and libations, leklei shares, like we saw in the Braisa before. And now another opinion. So basically we see it's machlokes tanaim. Where do the klei shares come from? Do the klei shares come from Moisar Truma, or do the klei shares come from Moisar Nesachim? Rav Chanina Sagana Kayhanim Oimer. Rav Chanina, the assistant Kayin, said, Moisar Nesachim leketz ha-mizbeach. The extra libations were for the ketz ha-mizbeach. Moisar Truma leklei shares. That's like Rav. Says the Braisa, v'zev v'zeloi hoyu moidim peirais. This one and that one don't agree about the fruits. What does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel says moisar peirais leketz ha-mizbeach, and Rabbi Akiva says no, moisar truma leketz ha-mizbeach. Rabbi Chanina says moisar nesachim leketz ha-mizbeach, but they both say moisar peirais are not leketz ha-mizbeach. Peirois mahi, what are these fruits? The Tanya, Moisar Truma, Mehoy Oisimba. What would they do with the extra Truma? Loikhem Peres Bezul. They would buy cheap fruits. Umoichhrasa, they would sell them for a big price. Vahasachar Mekitzim Esmazach. And the profits they would use to bring extra karbanos on the Mizbeach. Vezu Shashaninu, about this that we learned in the Braisa, the Moisar Peirois Leketz HaMizbeach, is what we learned when we said earlier, Moisar Peirois Leketz HaMizbeach, the leftover fruits are used for the Ketz HaMizbeach. Where did we say Moisar Peirois Leketz HaMizbeach? Mm. Where did we say Moisar Peros the Ketz HaMizbeach? That was the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Did we say it elsewhere? What does it mean? Vizel Shashaninu Moisar Peros the Ketz HaMizbeach. Mai Zev Vizel Loi Hoya Moidim Peros. What does it mean that this one and that one, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina, don't agree regarding the fruits? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Moisar Shiyare Lishka. Where is this Mishnah? This is a Mishnah in Shkalim. The Moisar of what remains in the Lishka, in the chamber. Mahayu Oisin Bahen. What would you do with it? So you would buy wine and oil and flour. And whatever excess went to Hektish. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Moisar Shiyari Lishka, they bought Yenoi Shmanim Uslasais. So Rabbi Shmuel holds, let's see, is this consistent with what we said earlier? This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. What do we know Rabbi Shmuel holds? We know he holds that Moisar Peirois go leketz hamizbeach. Moisar Truma go leklei shareis. But how did you get the Peirois in the first place? So they would take the Shiare Lishka, they would buy yayin shmanim usasais, and the schar would go to Hektish. Even though he said before Moisar Peirois were leketz hamizbeach, here he's saying that it goes to Hektish. The hasa divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein mishtakrin b'shal Hektish. You know how to start making money off of Hektish. Af loy b'shal aniyim, and you can't basically make investments from money that belongs to aniyim. So we know two things about Rabbi Shmuel. He holds that the excess, whatever is a profit from wine, flour, oil, you use the money to buy extra karbanos. So they would take money, they would buy wine, flour, and oil. Where would they get this money from? Here he's saying they got it from the Moisar Shiare Lishka. And they would buy the wine, flour, and oil, and then they would profit from it. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're not a profit from the produce of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, V'shal Hektish my time aloy. Why are you not a profit from the produce of the Beis HaMikdash? Says, well, because ein anios b'makam ashiros. There's no poverty in a place of wealth. In the Beis HaMikdash, which is a place of royalty, you can't start doing business deals to save a few bucks. You're not to like try to make business with Hektish. But b'shal aniyim, my time aloy, why are you not to make money with the money of aniyim? Dilma misrami lhu anya, because you might meet an ani v'lekel misvelei, and you won't have what to give with him. I guess this would be an interesting shaila. Let's say you have an organization, and they have money in their savings. Are they allowed to invest it? It seems like when it comes to a Beis HaMikdash, you can't start like making deals. Well, why are you making deals? To make extra money? Would Warren Buffett sell tomatoes at a low price to buy, you know, would he buy tomatoes at a low price to sell it at a high price? I mean, that would be ridiculous, right? Imagine you take, imagine if you found out that Elon Musk was buying tuna fish in Walmart and selling it on the corner for an extra 10 cents a pound. It'll be a little weird. I mean, you really need that extra money? So someone who's really wealthy, he doesn't do these finagling deals. You can't do that kind of thing in the Beis HaMikdash. Would that apply to a regular organization or a shul? Maybe not. But the other svara is you can't do deals, you can't invest the money of the poor, because, you know, if you buy something and you wait to sell it, maybe in the meantime an ani will come and you won't be able to give it to him. But let's say it's not that kind of organization. Let's say, I don't know, let's say it's a type of organization that doesn't have aniim knocking on their door. Would they be able to invest the money to get a higher yield? I don't know. I guess it would depend on what type of organization it is. Okay, Rabbi said this completes Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. And Be'ezus Hashem next week, Daf Kuf Zayin Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, thank you very much. See everybody. Bekarev. You know, if anybody's interested, Sunday night we're starting a new program called Chavra DeHilchasa. We're going to be learning Basar B'Chalav, Mechaber Rama, Shach and Taz. It's a very beautiful program, a very professionally run program. They give out source material, Shulchan Aruchs, visual aids, review material, and it's a very good, clear, and easy way to learn Yaradeya. If anybody wants to join, you could check it out. Kol Tov, everyone. Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.